Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf lamed vav. We are holding on daf lamed hey amid beis. We are at Amar Abaye, about 5 lines from the end of the page, maybe a little more than that, on daf lamed hey amid beis. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, or 9 lines from the end of the page. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, Alil Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Allah Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadin for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Hatzlacha for our soldiers and our captives. They shall all return home safely. Today, what we're going to discuss is the following. First, we're going to talk about another conflict along the lines of what we were talking about yesterday, but the conflict we're going to talk about today is Avoda versus Misas Beis Din. That Beis Din has to carry out a Misas Beis Din, but the person who's Chayiv the Misa is the only person who's able to do the Avoda. So which one beats out which? Avoda versus Misas Beis Din. Abaye is going to make a suggestion. Rav is going to reject that suggestion. Then on Amud Aleph, the Gemara is going to talk about people who represent Torah u'gedula b'makom echad. How many people in Jewish history were both the greatest Torah leaders as well as the greatest political powers in their time within the Jewish people? Then the Gemara is going to discuss the source to be maschil min atzad when it comes to dinei nefashos. And how do I know that by dinei nefashos the first person to advance an argument is not the gadol shebedayanim? It's people that are min atzad. It's the less. Then the Gemara is going to discuss when do a Rebbe and a Talmud count as two separate votes, and when do they count as the same vote, because the Talmud is presumed to be parroting that which the Rebbe says. And then the Gemara is going to discuss how Shara Niskal is similar to Dine Nefashos and how it's similar to Dine Mamanus, meaning our Mishnah gave 10 distinctions, 10 differences between the rules of Dine Nefashos and Dine Mamanus. So we're going to talk about where does Shara Niskal fit in that list of rules. And then at the end of the daf, before the Mishnah on Beis, we're going to discuss why it is, or some of the details of the more liberal rules that we have for who could be a dayan for Dine Mamanus than we have for Dine Nefashos. So who exactly is kosher to be done Dine Mamanus, where we would never allow such a person to be done Dine Nefashos? So let's begin Amar Abaye again on Daf Lamed Ayam and Beis. So once we have proven that Misas Beis Din is not Docha Shabbos, meaning Lo Sevaru Eish, B'chol Moshvel Seichem, you're not allowed to carry out a Misas Beis Din on Shabbos, so the Gemara brings a Machlokas. If we could learn from there that Avoda of a Karban Tzibur is not Nidche Mipnei Misas Beis Din, is not going to be pushed aside for the sake of carrying out a Misas Beis Din. So Amar Abaye, Hashta Da'amrit, once you tell me the Pasuk of Lo Sevaru Eish B'chol Moshvel Seichem teaches me that Ein Ritzicha Docha Shabbos, that Misas Beis Din is not going to overpower Shabbos. So maybe Ein Ritzicha Doches Avoda Mikal V'Chomer. Maybe Misas Beis Din should also not be Doche Avoda based on a Kal V'Chomer. Tosa says, well, wait a second. Abaye is suggesting that Ritzicha should not be Doche Avoda. So then the Kal V'Chomer of Eish Lakish that we had yesterday, that Kvuras Meis Mitzvah should be Doche Shabbos, should be back, that you should be allowed to bury Meis Mitzvah on Shabbos. Because the only Dechia that we had from the Kal V'Chomer is Ritzicha Tochiach, that you see from Misas Beis Din, that Misas Beis Din is Doche Avoda, but not Doche Shabbos. But over here, what we're suggesting is that Misas Beis Din it should not be Doche the Avoda. So Tosa suggests, yeah, that's what Abaye means to ask on Rabbi Yochanan. How can you reject Reish Lakish's Kal V'Chomer and say, as a Dover Pashut, that Ritzicha Tochiach, maybe Ritzicha is not Doche Avoda? So that's what Abaye is suggesting, that it should not be Doche Avoda based on the Kal V'Chomer. And the Kal V'Chomer runs as follows. If Shabbos is pushed aside in favor of the Avoda, still Ein Ritzicha Docha Osah, Misas Beis Din does not push aside Shabbos. Shabbos overpowers Misas Beis Din. So in the hierarchy of things, you have Avoda on the top, and then Shabbos, and then Ritzicha. So if A is greater than B, and B is greater than C, then A is greater than C. So Avoda should overpower Ritzicha. So Ein Din, Shlote Ritzicha Docha Osah. So all the more so, Ritzicha should not be Docha Avoda. Avoda should overpower Ritzicha. Elahadchsev, but that which it says by Chiyuve Misas Bezdin, Me'im Mizbechi Tikachenu Lamus, sounds like Misas Bezdin is done even at the expense of Avoda, because you take a guy off the Mizbeach to carry out Misas Bezdin. Hahu Lekarban Yachin, Delodachi Shabbos. Yeah, maybe that's true, but maybe that's only true by a Karban Yachid where it's not going to be Docha Shabbos. Lav Dafka Karban Yachid means a Karban that the Zman of the Karban is not Kavua for that day, like a Karban Chatas that a Yachid has to bring. He doesn't have air, it doesn't have to be brought on that day. But there are Karbanos that are brought by Yechidim that do have to be done on that day, like the Par Yom HaKippurim, the Chavite Kohen Gadol, the Karban Pesach. Even though they are a Karban Yachid, they are Docha Shabbos because they are Zmanim Kavua for that day. So we're using Karban Yachid not in the most precise way right now. We're saying Karbanos that don't have Zman Kavua. So yeah, when you have a Karban that doesn't have Zman Kavua, Delo Dachi Shabbos, where such a Karban will not override the Shabbos. You know, I'll let it just stop bringing the Darm Nedavos, Karban Chatos, whatever, on Shabbos. And therefore, Misas Bezdin is going to be Docha Karban Yachid. So if a person is Chayv Misa and he wants to go bring Karban Yachid, we say, sorry, we have to kill you right now. We don't have time for you to bring a Karban Yachid. But if he's coming to be Makar of a Karban Tzibur, which is Docha Shabbos, so then Misas Bezdin should not be Docha such an Avoda. Because that's where the Pasuk says, Mi'im Mizbechi. So it's only on the Karban Yachid that we say, Mi'im Mizbechi Tikachanu Lamus. Amar Rava, Rava says, if you're going to dash in this Kal V'chomer, that the Avoda of a Karban Tzibur overpowers Misas Bezdin, and it's that, and Karban Tzibur is not included in the Pasuk of Mi'im Mizbechi Tikachanu Lamus, then you can't say that Mi'im Mizbechi talks about a Karban Yachid either, because Lotei Ritzicha Docha Karban Yachid. Misas Bezdin should not be Docha Karban Yachid either, because Mikal V'chomer, we should be able to derive from a Kal V'chomer that the Karban Yachid is not pushed aside on account of Misas Bezdin. And the Kal V'chomer should go as follows. Umay Yom Tov Shenitcha Mibnei Karban Yachid. Yom Tov, which is more Kal, that's pushed aside for the sake of a Karban Yachid. Because on Yom Tov, you're allowed to bring the Darim and the Davos, which are a Karban Yachid, and you do lots of Melechus Yantif for a Karban Yachid, and yet Ein Ritzicha Docha Oso, Misas Bezdin is not Docha Yom Tov, just like it's not Docha Shabbos, right? Because Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do any of the Melachos that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, so we're assuming that Misas Bezdin is not Docha Yom Tov, because Lo Sevar Reish B'chol Moshvo Seichem is just as applicable on Yom Tov as it is on Shabbos, right? That's the assumption the Gemara is making. Tosfos raises the question, wait a second, what's the end of that pasuk? Lo Sevar Reish B'chol Biyom HaShabbos, right? Meaning it's Biyom HaShabbos. So by Yom Tov, it doesn't have such a pasuk from which to derive that Misas Bezdin should be dochid from a Kal V'chomer. That Ma Avoda Chamur, that's Docha Yom Tov, Misas Bezdin is Docha Osa. Yom Tov Akal, which is Nilchum Ne'avoda, so Misas Bezdin should be Docha Osa. So Tosos suggests that if we're going to darshan this Kal V'chomer, we cannot darshan the Kal V'chomer of Rava. Whenever there are two Kal V'chomers to darshan, one the Kula and one the Chumra, we always go with the more Chomerdika one. And therefore, we prefer to darshan the Kal V'chomer of Karban Yachid pushing off Misas Bezdin, and not the Kal V'chomer of Misas Bezdin being Docha Karban Yachid on Yom Tov, because then we're going to have a Chumra in the din of Karban Yachid. And we'd rather and since we don't darshan the Kal V'chomer, Misas Bezdin being Docha Yom Tov, we have no Hechrich that Yom Tov is different than Shabbos legabe this. But anyway, so the Gemara is asking, what the Gemara is suggesting is that Yom Tov is Nidcha Mipnei Karban Yachid, and Ein Ritzicha Docha Oso, Misas Bezdin is not a Docha Yom Tov, so Karban Yachid Shedocha as Yom Tov. Karban Yachid, which is more Chamor than Yom Tov, Ein Udin Shlotei Ritzicha Docha Oso. So all the more so, Misas Bezdin should not be Docha Karban Yachid. So if you're going to say like Abaye, that we learn from the Kal V'chomer, that Misas Bezdin is not Docha the Avoda, then it shouldn't be Docha either Avoda, not Karban Tzibur and not Karban Yachid. Well, if it's not Docha either Avoda, what do you do with the Pasuk Mi'im Mizbechi Tikachanu Lamos? Mi'im Mizbechi Tikachanu Lamos tells me we stop Avoda in order to do Misas Bezdin. Well, which Avoda? It doesn't stop a Karban Tzibur and it doesn't stop a Karban Yachid. So this would not be a kasha if you hold that you're not allowed to bring a carbon yachid on Yom Tov, because then the whole kalv chomer falls apart. But if you hold you're allowed to bring a carbon yachid on Yom Tov, so then this kalv chomer stands. What are you going to do with the pasuk of miyam is bechi? So Ella Amar Rava. So Rava says you have to say that we cannot dash in the kalv chomer that misas beizin is not doch of the avoda the way Abaye wanted to, but rather lo mi bayil man diyamin adarman adav is craving biyam tov. Not only, according to the opinion that you're allowed to bring a carbon yachid and yom tov, can we not darshan this kal v'chomer? Daha lo meskay meim is b'chi klal, because as we just pointed out, meim is b'chi would never apply at all. Ela afilu man diyamin adarman adav is ein craving biyam tov. Even if you're old, you cannot bring a carbon yachid on yom tov. That where you would imagine there's makom to say like Abaye that we derive from a kal v'chomer that misas based in is not docha carbon sibur, and the pasuk of meim is bechi is telling me about misas based in being docha carbon yachid. Still, that can't be what the pasuk is talking about. That it's talking about a carbon yachid, because haksiv meim mizbechi. It doesn't say meim hamizbeach. What's mizbechi? Mizbechi amiyuchadli. It means a mizbeach that's designated specially for me, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umayniu, what's the carbon that's considered to be miyuchad for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Tamid. It's carbon seaboard. It's carbon tamid. And it's about a carbon seaboard that the Torah says you stop the avoda in order to do misas beis din. So you see from the lashon the pasuk that misas beis din is in fact docha even a carbon seaboard. So not like Abaye who wanted to say that misas beis din is only docha carbon yachid, but a carbon seaboard would push aside misas beis din. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan was correct when he responded to Reish Lakish that a meis mitzvah should be docha Shabbos from a kal v'chomer, because misas Shabbos is docha meis mitzvah, because misas beis din is tochiach that it's docha avoda and it's not docha Shabbos. Meaning that line that misas beis din is in fact docha avoda, but is yet not docha Shabbos. So that second half of the line that misas beis din is not docha Shabbos, says Rava, is correct. Rabbi Yochanan's shita is vindicated. That misas beis din is in fact not docha, that avodah is in fact not docha Shabbos. So says Gemara, Dini Mamnas HaTumas V'Taros. So now we move on from that discussion from yesterday, and now we begin a new discussion. We had said that both by Dini Mamnas and by Tumas and Taros, first we start with the Gadol Shabbat Dayanim, and we ask him what his opinion is, and then we start asking the rest of the Dayanim. So Amar Rav, Rav commented, Ano Havayi B'minyanu D'Bei Rebbe. I used to be among the Dayanim that were in Rebbe's Beis Din, and when they came to vote on the case, Uminay Didi Avamaskli B'Reisha, they used to start with me, says Rav. They would ask me my opinion first. But wait, we said that we begin from the Gadol Shabbat Dayanim when it comes to Dini Mamanis. So how come they started with Rav, who was Rebbe's based in? Rebbe was the Gadol. Sounds like Gemara, Amar Rabba, Breid Rava, Vitema, Rabbi Hillel, Breid Ravals, Shaini Minyana Debe Rebbe, Rebbe's basin was different because of Rebbe's great anivus. They were koveya that they always were maskil from the ketanim. They always were maskil minatzad in Rebbe's basin. The reason we call minatzad the ketanim is because that's the way the batei din were arranged. Was that the gadol sat beemtza and he was flanked, by people who were lesser than him, and in order. So those who were furthest off to the side were the ketanim shebedayanim. Why did they do this? In Rebbe's Bezin, because Rebbe was known to be a tremendous anav. So that's what the Mishnah says in the end of Masech Sotah, Shemes Rebbe, Batla Anava, that when Rebbe died, Anivus died. So you see that Rebbe wanted to run his Beis Din in such a way where he would not be the first one to issue an opinion. So once we're mentioning this great thing about Rebbe, and that which Rebbe Hillel, Breid Rabbi Vilas, said about Rebbe, so the Gemara tells us other things as well. Va'amar Rabbe Breid Rabbe V'itema, Rabbi Hillel Breid Rav Vilas, Miyamos Moshe Ve'ad Rebbe Lo Matzinu Torah Gedul B'Makom Echad. From the days of Moshe Rabbeinu until the days of Rebbe, we never found another person who was the single person that was the greatest Torah giant and the greatest political leader of his time. all at the same time, that we didn't find anyone else between Moshe Rabbeinu and Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. So frak the Gemara, hello? Really? I could think of a few. Vavi Yoshua. What about Yoshua after Moshe Rabbeinu died? He was the great political leader and he was the Gadol Ador in Torah. So there was no one like him in Torah and Gedula. So says Gemara, Hava Elazar. Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen was alive at that time and he was the equal of Yoshua in Torah. So even though in Gedula, Yoshua had a din of a melech, we learned the dinim of Mori b'Malchus from Yoshua. So in Gedula, Yoshua was unique, but in Torah, Elazar was just like Yoshua. Tosfos raises the question in Dibra Maschul Kulu that the Gemara could have said that Osniel ben Kenaz was around, because Osniel ben Kenaz was machzir bilpilpulo, hundreds of halachos that were forgotten in the days of the Avelus of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara in Temura Daf Tzayin says. So the Marshal explains that from the Gemara in Temura, it turns out that Osniel ben Kenaz was not the equal of Yoshua, he was greater than Yoshua. By Elazar, we only find that he was the equal of Yoshua. So Tosos leaves it as a kasha that l'chora, the Gemara could have said better, right? When we said, oh, isn't Yoshua Torah Gedul Malkum Echad? We said, not Torah, because Elazar was his equal. We should have said, not Torah, because Osniel ben Kenaz was superior to Yoshua in Torah. Okay, but either way, the question gets answered. So, in fact, the Gemara, but really, it was only Moshe Rabbeinu and Rebbe. Vava Pinchas. What about Pinchas after Yoshua died and after Elazar died? Pinchas was Torah Gedula b'Makom Echad. So it says, no, Havu Zakenim. The Zakenim were equals of Pinchas in Torah. So there was no singular figure that was Torah Gedula b'Makom Echad. Vahav Shaul. What about Shaul HaMelech? He was a Melech and he was a Gadol b'Torah. So it says, Hav Shmuel. Shmuel was a Navi, was a greater Gadol b'Torah than Shaul was. Frankly, Gemara Vanach Nafshe, but Shmuel died while Shaul was still alive. So after Shmuel died, doesn't that make Shaul Torah u Gedula b'Makom Echad? So says Gemara Kulu Shnei Ka'aminan. No, when we said that someone is Torah Gedula b'Makom Echad, it doesn't mean that there was like some short window of time that he was Torah Gedula b'Makom Echad. It means from the time that he rose to Gedula, he was Torah Gedula b'Makom Echad. But since from the time Shaul rose to Gedula, at least at the beginning, he was not Torah Gedula b'Makom Echad because Shmuel was still around, even though afterwards when Shmuel died, Shaul Taka was Torah Gedula b'Makom Echad, he doesn't get counted on the list. Vahava David. What about David who was Torah Gedul Makom Echad? Hava Ira Hayairi. Ira Hayairi was greater than David in Torah learning. Who says that? So Gemara Moed Katan after Zayin Ambeis says that Ira Hayairi would sit on top of many cushions and be Malami Torah to Tamidi Chachamim, and David was one of them that would sit in front of him and learn Torah from him. And only after he died was David took his place and was Malami Torah. He became David HaMelech, became the Magad Shir. So you see that Ira Ha'iri was greater than David, and David was even makabel him, as the pasuk says, "Vegam Ira Ha'iri Kohen LeDavid." Kohen means a lashon of gedula, that he was, that he had this power over David. So ask Gemara Vanach Nafshe, but Ira Ha'iri ultimately died, and then during David's lifetime, so then David rose to the position of Torah Gedula Makom Echad. Says Gemara, same answer, Kulu Shnei Kaminan. No, but we're talking about people who lasted. That who were Torah Gedula Makom Echad from the time they were Olu Gedula. Ben Yoyada Maseches Gittin, where a pretty similar Gemara appears on Daf Nun Tes, the Ben Yoyada over there asks, didn't we already give this answer? Meaning, how could the Gemara didn't anticipate this, that Kulu Shnei Kamrinan? We already said Kulu Shnei Kamrinan. So the Ben Yoyada writes that even though we already gave this answer, that you need the Kulu Shnei, you need all of his years to be Torah Gedula Makom Echad, the Havamin was that was Dafka by Shaul, where there was such a short window where he was Torah Gedula Makom Echad. Shaul didn't outlive Shmuel by very much. It was 8 months that Shaul outlived Shmuel. Whereas David, most of his life, Ira Ha'iri was already dead. So David lived most of his life with Torah Gedula Makom Echad. So the Gemara is being Mechadish, even that doesn't count. It needs to be your entire professional life. Vahava Shlomo, what about Shlomo Melech? Wasn't he Torah Gedula Makom Echad? Says Gemara, no, because Havashimi Ben Gera. Shimi Ben Gera was a greater Talmud Chacham than Shlomo. Vakatle, but Shlomo killed Shimi ben Gera because Shlomo Melech was Mashpia Shimi ben Gera, that he, if he ever leaves Yerushalayim, he'd be considered a Mari b'Malchus and he would get killed. And when Shlomo heard that Shimi left, he sent Benayo ben Yoyada to kill him, and he did. So you see that Shlomo Melech outlived Shimi ben Gera. So don't you see that Torah Gedul Makom Echad? So says no, Kul Shnei Kamrinan. You need to be Torah Gedul Makom Echad to make this list. You need to be Torah Gedul Makom Echad from the day you're a little gedula, and that didn't happen with Shlomo. Frankly, Mar Hava Chizkia. What about Chizkia Melech? That he taught Klal Yisrael, all of Klal Yisrael Torah. He was Torah Gedul Makom Echad. Says no, Hava Shevna. Shevna was greater than Chizkio. Shevna had a, we just learned on Daf Chavav that Shevna had a bigger yeshiva than Chizkio. Shevna had 13. What was it? 130,000 talmidim, and Chizkiyahu had 110,000 talmidim, something like that. So Frekta Marva Ikdil, but Shevna was killed during Chizkiyahu's lifetime. Sancheir of Melech Ashur killed Shevna during Chizkiyahu's lifetime. We learned that story already again back on Daf Chavav. So says Mar Kulu Shnei Kaminan. We already said that it only counts if you're Torah Gnul Makom Echad for the duration of your career. Vava Ezra, but wasn't there Ezra who was also Torah Gedul Makom Echad? Says, well, no, Nechemya ben Chachalia. Nechemya ben Chachalia was greater than Ezra in Gedula, not in Torah, in Gedula, because he ruled over Eretz Yehuda, so that was greater than Ezra, who was a Kohen Gadol. But in Torah, he was not greater than Ezra. The Pasuk says, Hu Ezra Alami Bavel, Hu Sofer Mahir B'Torahs Moshe, and Ki Ezra Heichel Levavel, Lidrash Torah Shem, Lassos Lamed, B'Yisrael Chokum Mishpat. Yad Rama points to these psukim that clearly indicate that Ezra was the greatest Torah giant of his time. So when we talk about the greatness of Nechemya ben Chachalia, it means in gedula, in political power, greater than Ezra, but not in Torah, greater than Ezra. Anyway, Amar Rav Ad Barava, Afan Yomer Mimos Rebbe Ad Ravashi Lo Matzim Torah Gedul Makom Echad. Meaning, we had only set up until this point that from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu until the days of Rebbe, we never had Torah Gedul Makom Echad, and then it repeated itself generations later in the days of Ravashi. The Ravashi was Torah Gedul Makom Echad. So it was Moshe Rabbeinu, Rebbe, and Ravashi. Those are your data points. Those are the you could plot out historically, who were Torah Gedul Makom Echad? Frankly, Gemara Velo, there was no one else between Rebbe and Ravashi. Vava Huna Bar Nasan. What about Huna Bar Nasan, who was equal in his Torah and his Gedula to Ravashi? So Ravashi was not alone in this area. Says Gemara, no, Huna Bar Nasan Mechav HaVakayef Le Ravashi. He was kafuf to the leadership of Ravashi, so Ravashi was considered to be alone both in Torah and in Gedula. Taras Chaim points out, it turns out that the three people that were Torah, Gedul, Makom Echad were represented Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara. That Mikra was written by Moshe Rabbeinu, and there was no one like him in Torah, Gedula. The Mishnah by Rebbe, that he was no one like him in Torah, Gedula, and that's why he had the ability to gather together all the Chachamim and to gather all the Dinim and the Perushim that were Nischadish from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu until his time, and to be Mesadu the Mishnayis. And Ravashi was the Gadol Bedor, Torah, Gedula, had the ability to gather all of the Chachamim of his generation and gather all the dinim and the various chidushim that were said from the times of Rebbe and to be Mesadeh the Talmud. Ravina and Ravashi were Mesadeh the Gemara. So those who gave us the three sections of Torah were all Torah Gedul Makom Echad. Happens to be they were also known for their anivus. They were all people who were known to be exceptionally humble people. Right? That really works in two ways. The exceptionally humble people are most likely to succeed in Torah. And when a person learns Torah, it can also be a very humbling experience. So when a person is genuinely learning Torah honestly, so it could be very humbling. The more you learn, the more you realize you don't know. So so that works in both directions. But anyway, so it says the Mishnah, it says the Gemara Vayter now. Dine Nefashos, we had said, Dine Nefashos Maschilim Menatzad, that we begin the discussion of Dine Nefashos with the smallest of the Dayanim. So, Minanimili, how do I know that you start with the smallest of the Dayanim for Dine Nefashos? Am Rabbi Yachab Bar Papa, Am Rakra, Losana Al Riv. The Pasuk says, Losana Al Riv. The word Riv is written without a Yud, so Losana Al Rav, that you shouldn't argue on the Gadol Shabbat Dayanim. So, since if the Gadol were to be Mechayev, no one would ever be Mechayev mezakeh. So if you have dayanim that wanted to be melamed zchus, they're not going to express their opinion. They're not going to disagree with the gadol. So that's why we start with the lesser judges, and we don't ask the gadol's opinion until everyone else has already expressed their opinion. So that's the source of maschil minatzad by dina nefashos. Now there is a machlokas rishonim. When we say losana al rav, is that a losase? Does that mean, let's say the gadol made a mistake, so he expressed his opinion already, he showed his hand early on. Does that mean that the other dayanim are not allowed to argue with him? Or just we don't want to set up a situation where they will be arguing with him, but they do need to express their opinion. So this is a machlokas rishonim. The Rabbeinu Yonah, quote, understands Shitas Rashi that it's an Isser Gomor to argue on the Gadol Shabbat Dayanim. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos says the same. The Smag in the Minyan HaMitzvos and Los HaSeikuf Tzadivav counts it as a lav to disagree with the Mufla Shabbat Dayanim. However, the Nemuke Yosef and the Rabbein Yonah himself and the Ran and the Nimra Rabbeinu David say, no, it's not an Isser Adraba. You have a responsibility to not be quiet and to say what you think, even if it's to argue on the Gadol Shabbat Dayanim. The Pasuk is just telling us that we want to set up Beis Din in such a way where you won't have to, because it could be intimidating and it could be a challenge for a person to bring himself to argue on the Gadol Shabbat Dayanim. So that's what it means, Losan Al Rav. Umar says, or alternatively, how do I know Maschil Menatzad? Rab Bar Bechado Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mehacha, that we derive from the following pasuk. Vayomer David la Anashav, Chigru Ish Escharbo, Vayachru Ish Escharbo, Vayachkar Gam David Escharbo. That David, when he sat in Beis Din about Navala Karmali to kill him because as a Mori B'Malchus, he asked the other Dayanim to first express their opinions, and then he said his opinion, and he voted together with them. So you see over here that by Dinin Nefashos, the Gadol goes last. He expresses his opinion last. Now Tosus in Dibra Maschal Rabba raises a question that in Maseches Megillah Daf Yudalev it says for a Mori B'Malchus, you don't need to be Dan a Mori B'Malchus. You could just kill him. So how are we learning the protocols of how a Din Torah works from a case of Mori B'Malchus? You don't need any protocols by Amar B'Malchus. So Tos says, well, you need protocols to be Mekabel Eidos to verify that he in fact is Amar B'Malchus. It's just that beyond that, you don't have to go be Melamed Zechus and all the other things you would normally do in a Dinei Nefashos case. But at least to verify that he's Mori Yonah, kill someone because you have a hunch that he might be Amar B'Malchus. So you at least need to know for sure that he's Amar B'Malchus. Now Tosus and Daf Yutes raise the question that the Brisa says that we don't have a melech dan din in nefashos because everyone would have to speak before him, and it's disrespectful for the melech to be sitting there while everyone else speaks first. And yet over here, David HaMelech is having everyone else speak before him, and only then he's speaking up. So how does that work? Isn't that a pegam in the kavod of the melech? So Tosa says, no, it's not becoming the cover of the Melech when it's about Mori B'Malchus. Meaning everyone's speaking before him in order to bring to justice someone who's Mori B'Malchus. If we're about some other random topic, then yeah, that would be a pagam in the cover of the Melech to have other people speak before him. So it says, Amrav, Shona Adam Talmid of Dani Mabedin and Nefashos. A Rebbe, when he's being Dan Din and Nefashos, could teach his Talmud whatever his thinking is in this case, and then they can count as two different votes in the Sanhedrin. So Meisve, the Gemara challenges this, Hataros, Vatumos Havu, Beno, Rav Talmid, Monlam Shnayim. When it comes to paskening a din in Tumantara, where you only really need one person to pasken, you only need one Talmud Chacham to pasken, so the only thing is, if there's Machlokes, then we have to figure out what the majority opinion is. That's where we're going to say that that a Rav and a Talmud could count as two different people, Dine Mamnus and Dine Nefashos. But when it comes to Dine Mamnus and Dine Nefashos, where there's a number of Dayanim that are needed on a Beis Din, V'dine Makas V'Kiddush Chodesh V'Yibarshana, and the same with Makas and Kiddush HaChodesh V'Yibarshana, where you need specifically a Beis Din, then Avu B'no Rav Talmido Ein Malnan Alechad. Then a Rebbe and a Talmud only count as one vote, meaning in a situation where you really only need one vote in total, so then and sometimes you have to resort to counting people just because there's a machlokas. So that's where a Rav and a Talmud could count as more than one. But in a situation where you need a vote to ever pasken the Shaila, like a Dine Mamnas case or like a Dine Nefashos case, then a Rav and a Talmud do not count as two votes. So it says, Gemara, Kikam Rav, when did Rav say that a Talmud and a Rebbe count as two different votes? Kigon Rav Kana Ravasi to the Gamri de Rav Havatzrichi. That's like Rav Kana and Ravasi, that they needed that Rav would teach them the dinim and the halachos, but it was svari de Rav Lavitzrichi. They did not require a Rebbe to teach them svaros and rayos and things like that. That they were able to do on their own, and they didn't need Rav for that. So therefore, they count separately like the other dayanim, because they're saying their own svara. It's not, they're not just parroting what the Rebbe is saying. They know how to come up with their own svaras. When they only needed Rav to give them some of the data so that they can start utilizing svara. You can't utilize svara until you have data, until you have some knowledge. So that's all they needed Rav for. Okay, so now the Gemara tells us about Shara Niskal. Amar Rabbi Yavoh, Asara Dvarim Yesh Bein Dinim Amnus and Dinim Nefashos. We said that there are 10 differences that we listed in the Mishnah between Dinim Amnus and Dinim Nefashos. And even though we said that the Din of Skilas Shar is like Dinim Nefashos, it doesn't mean that Legabe all 10 differences, Shara Niskal has a Din like Dinim Nefashos. Kulan Eino Agin B'Shara Niskal. In fact, all these Dinim Nefashos rules we learned in the Mishnah do not apply to Shara Niskal, Chutz Me'asar Meshlosha, except for the fact that you need 23 Dayanim for Shara Niskal. All the rest, Shara Niskal has a din like Dinim Mam, and it's not like Dinim Nefashos. So Minani Mili, how do I know that I do not compare Shara Niskal to Dinim Nefashos, Legabe the other nine things? Some Ravacha Bar Papa, Damakra, because the Pasuk says, Lo Sata Mishpat Evyoncha Berivo, that you're not allowed to have a one person majority to convict someone in a Dinei Nefashos case when he is an Evyon. So Mishpat Evyoncha Iyatamata, when it's Evyoncha, you're not allowed to have one person majority to convict. Avalatamata Mishpat Shel Shara Niskal. What we learn from there is that if it's a Mishpat of a Shara Niskal, a one person majority is enough to convict the Shara Niskal and to give the Shar Skila. So from there we see that all these other dinim that apply specifically to Dinei Nefashos do not apply to Shara Niskal. Meaning, we have two data points. We have that Shara Niskal requires the Sanhedrin of Chav Gimel like Dinei Nefashos, and we have that Shara Niskal, you do not need more than a one-person majority to convict the Shara Niskal, which is not like Dinei Nefashos. So what about the other eight, halachas? So we assume they're similar to the idea of not requiring more than a one-person majority. All the other halachos are about trying to come up with being melamed zechus as much as possible, which we don't have by Shara Niskal, apparently. So Asara Tishav says, well, wait, you just happened to mention that there are 10 differences between Dinim Amnus and Dinim Nefashos. No, there aren't. There are just 9. So says, well, let's go back to the Mishnah and count it. Ha'asara Katani. You go back to the Mishnah on Beis Amidalf and you count that there are 10. What kind of question are you asking that there are just 9? So says, Mishnah, because Rabbi Avo, when he asks this question, is assuming, when they're asking this question on Rabbi Avo, they're assuming that Eina Kol Ksherin Ladun Dinei Nefashos, and the fact that you need 23 Dayanim, that's really the same din, because the din that everyone is kosher to be Dan Dinei Mamonis, which includes even a Mamzer who could Dan Dinei Mamonis but cannot be Dan Dinei Nefashos, is already included in the din that you need 23 Dayanim, because 23 Dayanim means you're having a Sanhedrin Katana, and Mamzer is puzzled to sit in a Sanhedrin. So you can't count the din that a Mamzer can't be Dan Dinei Nefashos, and the din that you need a Sanhedrin is two separate dinim. They're all the same din. So says Marika Achriti, those two are the same, but there's a tenth din you didn't take into account, and that is the Tanya, the Brisa adds, Ein Moshivim B'Sanhedrin Zakein V'Saris V'Mishein Lobanin, that we don't have a very old person, or a saris who's not able to have children, or someone who doesn't have any children, who never had sar gidul banim, and therefore doesn't have a requisite level of rachmanos to sit on a beis din. Rabbi Yehuda Mosef Afach Zari. Rabbi Yehuda says even just someone who's known to be a very tough person, a very cruel person, should not be on a sanhedrin. V'chilufein b'mesis. Whereas when it comes to a mesis, all of those people are kosher to be done a mesis. Rachmanom or lo sachmal v'lo sechasa alav. So you see what Rabbi Avo meant when he said that there are 10 things that distinguish Dinim Mamzer from Dinim Nefashos, because Eino Chinami, Mamzer and 23 are the same, but now you have that you're not allowed to have an older person serve on a Sanhedrin for Dinei Nefashos. Okay, so says the Gemara Vayta, Kol Kshein Ladun Dinim Mamzer. Everyone could be dan dinei mamonos, but not everyone could be dan dinei nefashos. So hakol lasui mai. What's the Mishnah coming to tell me with the word hakol? So I'm ravida lasui mamzer. It's coming to tell me that a mamzer is kosher for dinei mamonos. So ask the Gemara, how can you say that that's the chiddush of the Mishnah? Hatanina chadazimna. We already learned once that a mamzer is kosher for dinei mamonos because there's a Mishnah Maseches Nida that tells us that kol ha-ro'i ladan dinei nefashos. Anyone who's allowed to be dan dinei nefashos, ro'i ladan dinei mamonos, is also allowed to be dan dinei mamonos. V'yesh ro'i ladan dinei mamonos, vein ro'i ladan dinei nefashos. There are those people that are ro'i to be dan dinei mamonos, and are not ro'i to be dan dinei nefashos. V'avin and Basel, the Gemara said, l'asui yamai, who's the Mishnah telling me that is allowed to be a judge for dinei mamonos, but not for dinei nefashos? V'am Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yehuda explained, the Mishnah is telling you, l'asui yamamzer, that a mamzer could be dan dinei mamonos, but not dinei nefashos. So why do I need two Mishnayos to tell me the very same din? Right? Why do I need a Mishnah here to tell me a din that the Mishnah Nida already tells me? So answers the Gemara, Chadala Asuya Ger. One of these Mishnayos is coming to tell me, not about a Mamzer, but about a Ger. That a Ger is kosher for Dina Mamonis, while a Ger is not kosher for Dina Nefashos. V'chadala Asuya Mamzer. And the other one of the Mishnayos is telling me about a Mamzer. That a Mamzer is kosher for Dina Mamonis, but not for Dina Nefashos. So says Mar Utsri. And we need both Mishnayos. One to tell me about a ger, one to tell me about a mamzer, because you can't just say, oh, if a ger is kosher for dinei mamonos and not dinei nefashos, mamzer must be the same. Or if a mamzer, then a ger must be the same. It's not an automatic that they're the same. Why? Because there are distinctions to make. Diyashmin ger, if the Mishnah would have only told me the din that a ger is kosher for dinei mamonos and not dinei nefashos, I would have said, dafka, a ger, the royal love of Bakal. Because even though Ger is not allowed to marry Ger is not allowed to marry a Kohen, but he's at least allowed to marry a Bas Yisrael, a Ger is allowed to marry a regular Jewish person, right? The typical Tu'udat Gior for a female says that she's kosher to the Nasei, the Kali Yisrael, Chut Mikohen, right? So she can marry a regular Jewish person, a regular Miyuchas, a Miyuchas to a Jewish person, just not a Kohen. Aval Mamzer, but a Mamzer is not allowed to marry any regular Miyuchas to a person. They can marry a Ger, but they can't marry any miyuchas. Say emalo, I would say that they're puzzle even for dinei mamonos. I would think a mamzer is worse off than a ger. Meaning, if you would have told me that a ger is kosher for dinei mamonos, puzzle for dinei nefashos, I would have said a mamzer is less qualified and cannot even do dinei mamonos. V'yashmina and mamzer. If you only would have told me that a mamzer is kosher for dinei mamonos and not dinei nefashos, I would have said yeah, because the bami tipa kshera. A mamzer has some level of yichus in the sense that he comes from a tipa kshera, meaning that his father was a Yisrael Kasher, the child became a mamzer not because his father was doing mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, but the father at least he himself was a Yisrael Kasher. He just passed his child. Avol ger de lo ba mitipa kshera, but a ger that doesn't come from a tipa kshera. His mother was a goya, so emalos. I would think that he would be passed even for dinei mamonos. So tzricha. That's why it has to tell me that a mamzer and a ger are both kasher for dinei mamonos. Now Tosos raises the kasha that in Maseches Yevamos Daf Memehem Beis it says that a ger who's ein imam Yisrael is possible to be dan dinei mamonos. So how come over here we're saying that a ger is kosher to be dan dinei mamonos? It's a beferish gemara in Yevamos Memhei that a ger is possible for dinei mamonos. So Tosos points out that it depends who the litigants in the case are. To be dan a Yisrael, a ger is pasul. But to be dan another ger, he's kosher. Meaning the psul is a psul of srara, that he's not allowed to have a position of major authority over another person. So over other gerim, that's perfectly fine. Tosos Yom Tov in the Pirkei Avos asks how Shmaya and Vavtalion were allowed to be Yoshiv Sanhedrin. They were gerim, and we're saying over here that gerim are pasul for dinei nefashos. So he quotes from the Maral Miprag that they weren't actually gerim. Their mothers were Jewish. It's just that they were from Kahal Gerim in earlier generations. So the Ran says that there are actually three chilukei dinim. A ger is kosher to be done in a kavua dikah way in a basin of gerim. That's Aleph. Beis, he could be done in Yisrael every once in a while in dinei mamonos, and it would count as dino din. And third, if it's imam Yisrael, he could be a dayan kavua for even for Yisrael, for mamonos, and for other positions. but not for Inyani Malchus and Sanhedrin and Chalitza. Then you would need that both father and mother would be Mi Yisrael. Veina called Sherin Ladin Din Nefashos. Now he said, not everyone could be Dan Din Nefashos. My time, well, why not? To Tani Rav Yosef, Keshem Shebezin Menukin Mitzadek, Kach Menukin Mikol Mum. That just like Bezin has to be righteous, they also can't have any Pagam in their Yichus. Amar Amim Mikra, where do you learn that from? So three possibilities. Kuloch Yafa Rayasi Umum Ein Bach. So you see that you can't have a Mum. Vidilma Mum Mamish. Maybe that means a physical blemish. How do you know that mum in that context means a yichustik blemish? So it says more okay, we'll try another pasuk. Amr Avacha Bar Yaakov Amr Krah, the pasuk says vis yatzvu sham imach, that Hashem tells Moshe gather 70 zakenim vis yatzvu sham imach. Imach bidominach. Imach means that they should have good yichus just like you. So it says more vidilma hasam yishum shchina. Maybe that was different because there was going to be a sense of hashras hashchina. So that's why you need a miyuchasim. But every single time you have a Sanhedrin, you're going to need miyuchasim. So a third pasuk. Amar Krah, the pasuk says, "V'nasu itcha," that they'll carry the burden of the nation with you. This is by Yisro telling Moshe Rabbeinu, you can't do this all alone. You need to have a court system. But itcha bedomalach lahavi. Itcha means they have to be similar to you, meaning they have to be miyuchas. And you can't say it's about Hashras Hashchina. This had nothing to do with Hashras Hashchina. So therefore, we learn from here that every Sanhedrin needs dayanim that are miyuchasim, which means kahanim levim v'yisraelim amasim l'kuhuna. So, okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the Mishnah on the bottom of the Beis. Everyone have a wonderful day. Thank you for joining. That's, yeah.